जय श्री चैतन्य सारस्वत कृष्णा नुशीलानु संघा वीरचंद्रपुर की जय। जय गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। So everywhere around the world, everyone celebrating Nityananda Prabhu's appearance, and we're offering our dandavats in the direction of Eka Chakra Dham, which is actually west from us. We always think east, give our dandavats in the eastern direction, but we are further east of India and Eka Chakra. And so we pay our dandavats to that holy land where Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Eka Chakra Dham, where we have a beautiful temple established during the time of our Srila Gurudev, and present day known as Birachandrapur, after Nityananda's son, Birachandra, who made the place very famous worldwide with his divine mercy. So, this is a very joyous day for Gaudiya Vaishnavas all over the world who receive, we all receive the very foundation on which we can stand in our spiritual life by the grace of Nityananda. And he's the first expansion avatar of Krishna, is Ananta, he's Balaram, and the original guru, and providing everything necessary for the Lord's pastimes and service, and making everything possible for us to connect with the Lord in the service plane. So before Nityananda Prabhu, before Mahaprabhu has appeared, Nityananda came first to set the scene and to provide the foundation for the pastimes of Gaurachandra as Ananta, who serves as the umbrella, the seat, the throne, the stage, everything for Gauranga, for the Lord's pastimes. So coming first to prepare for Lord Gauranga's advent, coming by the Lord's order, and appearing in the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati in very auspicious family and dear devotees of the Lord. And they, everyone, when Nityananda Prabhu appeared, felt as though he was the most beautiful child, and even more beautiful than their own children, and wanted to embrace and hug him and not let go, and loved him more than their own children. So he was very, very dear to the whole village of Eka Chakra. And he was always infused with Krishna's pastimes and his service and reenacting the Lord's pastimes as a child from his very beginning until 12 years of age. He, with his friends in Eka Chakra, would reenact Krishna Leela, Rama Leela, Bali, Vamanadev Leela, all the pastimes and all the details of every pastimes he knew as Nityananda, as Baladev, as Ananta, and astonished everyone how he knew everything about all these unlimited pastimes of the Lord and his various avatars. His friends would play along and hours and days, and neglecting their own bodies and families and homes, they spent all their time with Nityananda Prabhu playing. And we hear at the age of 12, one sannyasi who we believe is Madhavendra Puri came to the home of Hadai Pandit in Padmavati and spent a few days, and he was on his pilgrimage. He asked for their son to join him. And our Gurudev said, that name is not always certain if it was Madhavendra Puri, but we are thinking it was him, because Nityananda Prabhu was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri and did go on pilgrimage with him and was very ecstatic in his association and together leaving Ekachakra, breaking the hearts of his family at their most beloved son, who was more dear to them than their very own lives. The moon of Ekachakra is being taken on pilgrimage by a sannyasi sadhu. So this was plunging the hearts of his mother and father in deep separation. And we hear Nityananda Prabhu's travels all over north, south, east, west, all over India, purifying the places of pilgrimage and blessing everyone with his merciful glance, and ecstatically relishing all the Lord's holy places and pastimes. And at a certain stage, taking Srila Jiva Goswami as a young boy on Navadip Dham Parikrama. And we find the details of that in by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadip Dham Mahatma, Navadip Bhavataranga. And we follow that guide on our Navadip Dham Parikrama, hearing all the places they went to and the glories of each place. Then when Mahaprabhu was ready to join in his Odarya Leela and to begin his pastimes as Gauranga, as the Yuga Avatar, meeting Nityananda Prabhu at the house of Nandan Acharya and seeing each other for the first time, ecstatically embracing and both fainting and loving each other like Krishna and Balaram, and recognizing each other as their divine interactment and pastimes begin. Gaura Leela begins in the distribution mode. Sankirtan, the Yuga Dharma and distribution of Gauranga begins. And we hear from Srila Sridhar Maharaj that we need that foundation of Nityananda Prabhu to make our spiritual life strong, and that's representation of guru, having that firm foundation to begin a practicing life and in the worship of Gauranga, Nityananda Prabhu making that possible. And we see also that Gauranga is pleased when he sees we are worshipping Nityananda Prabhu and having attraction for Nityananda Prabhu, vice versa. Nityananda wants to see we have appreciation for Gauranga, and Gauranga wants to see we have appreciation for Nityananda. And in this way, Gaura Leela is distributing itself, and Nityananda Prabhu going door to door, delivering Gauranga, going up and down the Ganges River, and begging to everyone to please chant the names of Gauranga. This way, forgetting himself and ecstatically distributing love of God, Krishna Prem. So Nityananda's the Kripa avatar, the avatar of mercy, and not seeing the good and the bad and any disqualification, any lacking or unfavorable things, just dismissing everything summarily and giving mercy randomly to one and all. That is our hope, that he can see us without any shortcoming and disqualification and lacking, and blessing us causelessly. And we all feel much hope hearing how Jagai and Madai were rescued by Nityananda Prabhu's magnanimous mercy. And that time he was paired up with Haridas Thakur, and together a preaching team would go out and they would go door to door, marketplace to marketplace, and finding anyone who would listen about Gauranga and preach to them. And Nityananda always looking for the worst candidates, who was most, who would be like the lowest of all, receiving the highest thing. He would venture out and try to show how extreme is the mercy of Gauranga, how powerful is Krishna Prem, how transformative it is. And stumbling upon Jagai and Madai, who were infamous for their bad behavior, drunkards and infamous miscreants, and approaching them, asking them to chant the names of Gauranga. And the first day, having to run away from them. And Haridas Thakur was a little older and a little more sensible, thinking, oh no, what's happening now? I'm with this madman, and together we're going out preaching and getting me into trouble, and I can't run so fast like him. And going home and thinking, oh, this Nityananda. And again, next day, going back for more, going to rescue Jagai and Madai. And not going to go into the whole pastime, but we saw how just a little bit, which one was it, Madai or Jagai, stopped the one of them from continuing beating Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah. Madai stopped Jagai from throwing. Jagai stopped Madai from beating Nityananda Prabhu even more after throwing the pot. And just that little bit of hesitation to inflict more harm on Nityananda Prabhu, that was his saving grace. And Nityananda Prabhu saw that and forgave him. And when Mahaprabhu was hearing that Nityananda Prabhu has been harmed by these two, he called his chakra, which he wasn't going to do in Kali Yuga, and went after Jagai and Madai, and the whole scene took place. And of course, they get relieved of their offense and transformed and blessed by Nityananda Prabhu, who took all their sins his whole body becoming black to absorb all their sins. And by the insistence of Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, forgiving both of them, Jagga and Madai. And very humbly they begged forgiveness and became great Vaishnavas. And from that day on, serving everyone at the ghats along the Ganga, keeping it clean, washing and sweeping and maintaining the bathing places for all the pilgrims coming to bathe at the Ganga. And giving us so much hope to see that who we are, where we're coming from, and how there's hope for us coming from, you know, such rogue existence and materialistic contamination and mlecha culture of the mundane world. That Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu open the floodgates and accepting one and all. And this banner of Krishna Prem being distributed by our Guru Varga all over the world by their grace. Establishing the Yuga Dharma and by their grace, this whole world has opened up as a place for Gauranga's service, for chanting the holy names and practicing this prema dharma. So there's so much glorification provided in our songs that we sing every day by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Nartam Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur, the whole Chaitanya Bhagavat infused with devotion to Nityananda Prabhu by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And there we find all these childhood pastimes and so much mercy, so much substance of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita as well, all the wealth of Mahaprabhu's pastimes and Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes provided in those two books. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj composing the Nityananda Dadashakam, Sri Nityananda Chandram Bhaja Bhaja Satatam Gaura Krishna Pradam Tam. 12 prayers revealing the ontological position and pastimes of Lord Nityananda. A very beautiful composition in Sanskrit by Srila Sridhar Maharaj that's chanted all over the world. I think I'll read the English only. The first verse. Lord Nityananda's representation as Ananta Shesh possesses unlimited mouths which propagate and glorify Lord Hari's holy names and attributes. Ananta Shesh constantly holds the weight of the earth planet upon his innumerable hoods as it if were an insignificant particle of dust. Ananta Shesh serves the Lord in several ways, manifesting himself as the Lord's personal umbrella, resting place, and clothing. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gauranga Dev, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda's partial manifestation as Shiradakshai Vishnu functions as the preservation principle of the entire creation and is localized within every soul, Paramatma. Another eminent expansion of Lord Nityananda is Garbhadakshai Vishnu, that all-imposing figure whose thousands of heads are eulogized in the Vedic orations. Lord Nityananda's presence is further extended in his expansion as Karnadakshai Vishnu, the supplying principle encompassing unlimited universes. Lord Nityananda is the master of the Lord of the material nature, Karnadakshai Vishnu, who is the shelter of all living entities. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gaurangadev, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda's presence is further extended within the spiritual abode of Vaikuntha in his partial manifestation of Sri Shankarshan. In Vaikuntha, Lord Shankarshan performs spiritual pastimes which are fully transcendental, situated in pure goodness, and all pleasing to Lord Hari. As mentioned in the revealed scriptures, Lord Nityananda is the individual temperament of ego existing within the living entity, and he sometimes appears just like an ordinary living entity. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gaurangadev, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Lord Nityananda, who is the fountainhead of the primary Shankarshan, exists in full splendor separate from the original quadruple expansion and is known as Mool Shankarshan. That all-attractive personality, Sri Shankarshan, performs his wonderful pastimes in the spiritual realm in the regions known as Mathura and Dwaraka. The transcendental city of Dwaraka is situated just below the city of Mathura. It is these places that Lord Shankarshan and his associates Aniruddha and Pradyumna exhibit their particular pastimes, scripturally known as Prabhav Vilas. Nityananda Prabhu in the form of Lord Balaram is the unlimited source of all incarnations and sportively plays in the charming village of Vrajapur with his younger brother Lord Krishna. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gaurangadev, who's none other than Lord Krishna. Pure unalloyed love for Lord Krishna, which is inconceivable to all, embodies the most supreme and intense happiness. When the devotees of the Lord realize the joy of such love, they cast away the innumerable doctrines offered by the Vedas, including the soul's emancipation. Lord Nityananda openly bestows pure love, automatically including the worship of the non-differentiated Brahman and service offered in Vaikuntha, which is dominated by opulence and grandeur. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gauranga, who is none other than Lord Krishna. When Nityananda Prabhu was a small boy, he performed sweet and charming pastimes in the village of Ekachakra. His pastimes invoked the deepest heartfelt happiness in his mother, father, relatives, and close friends. Once a renunciate arrived at the house of Nityananda and prayed to the boy's father for his son. Lord Nityananda was placed in the hands of the renunciate and left to visit the holy places of pilgrimage, wandering throughout the length and breadth of India. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gaurangadev, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Nityananda traveled from place to place with the crest jewel of the renounced order, Sri Madhavendra Puri. In the pure association of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Nityananda experienced the most joyful symptoms of ecstasy. After this, the Lord journeyed to Navadvip, where he eagerly waited for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to reveal his benevolent nature to the world. Shortly following Nityananda's arrival, Lord Chaitanya Dev himself, in the company of Srinivas Pandit and Haridas Thakur, went to the house of Sri Nandanacharya and found Nittai there. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gauranga Dev, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu was ordered by the golden moon, Sriman Mahaprabhu, to deliver the masses by the wide distribution of Lord Krishna's holy names. One evening, Lord Nityananda encountered two drunken and sinful brothers, Jagai and Madai, who were previously Brahma Daita, demons of the first order, acting under the devastating spell of Kali Yuga. Suddenly, Nittai was attacked by Madai, and whereupon his body became smeared with blood. In response, Lord Nittai exhibited deep affection for the welfare of the two brothers and rescued them from their abominable condition. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gauranga, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Lord Gauranga instructed his family members and followers to wear pieces of Lord Nityananda's kopin respectfully on their bodies. So pure and impeccable is the character of Nittai that even if he is seen holding the hand of a Yavana's wife and carrying a bottle of wine, nonetheless he remains supremely worshipable by the great demigods such as Lord Brahma. Lord Nityananda is also the desirable object of those exalted devotees who can steal away the heart of the Lord. Let us eternally worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gauranga, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Accepting the renounced order of life and distributing the Lord's holy names, Lord Gauranga chased after those souls who had been spoiled by the doctrines of dry argumentative logic and motivated fruit of activity. Like Lord Gauranga's own shadow, Nittai Prabhu accompanied the Lord over land and through rivers and waterways and jungles. In addition, Lord Nityananda is desired goal of all Gauranga's endeavors. Let us eternally worship that grand personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who can freely grant the association of that golden Lord, Gauranga Dev, who is none other than Lord Krishna. Day and night, Lord Chaitanya was intoxicated with the intense desire to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's divine love for Krishna. Sriman Mahaprabhu instructed Lord Nityananda and his associates to go out and profusely distribute the holy names of Lord Krishna. However, Lord Nityananda instead plentifully distributed Lord Gauranga's name, the most precious fortune available to the living entities, with no impediment at all. Let us worship that great personality, Sri Nityananda Chandra, who freely grants the association of Sri Gauranga Dev, who is none other than Lord Krishna. This is the last verse, 12. O Nityananda Prabhu, Emperor, amidst the personal associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu, kindly grant this fallen soul deep and resolute faith in that pure and divine figure of Sri Gauranga. Lord Gauranga's personality exclusively embodies the sweet nectar relished deep within the devotional mellows of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna's pastimes. But if your lotus feet are overlooked, then all so-called devotional orations and prayers meant for the highest worship become false, like a dream. I worship you, that great personality, Nityananda Chandra, who openly bestows shelter to the most fallen souls, freely granting the association of Sri Gauranga Dev. Jai Sri Nityananda Dhadashakam Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. So we can chant the Sanskrit in our own time, learn properly, and hear the whole sum and substance of Nityananda Prabhu and his glories and pastimes, all encapsulated in these 12 verses by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Everything necessary to be mentioned has been mentioned here. And we're so grateful for such compositions and for such divine connection through our Guru Varga. And on this day, we can pray to Nityananda Prabhu to bless us with devotion to his lotus feet, Sri Guru and Gauranga, and that all our attempts to serve will be accepted, and that we can always be under that divine shelter and the merciful rays of Nityananda Prabhu. And we saw how Srila Sridhar Maharaj always chanting Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai, Dayal Nitai. And sometimes that would baffle some of the devotees because Srila Sridhar Maharaj was so highly situated in Srila Rupa Goswami's line and as the Rupa Nugadhara and the guardian of devotion of the Sampradaya, but always chanting Dayal Nitai. And someone even asked Srila Sridhar Maharaj, how come you're always chanting Dayal Nitai? And he said, because Nityananda Prabhu is the harmonizer, and always anything is not perfect or not properly adjusted or harmonized, the foundation is not entirely set perfectly, he will fix it and he will harmonize it and make everything well adjusted. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj really took shelter in his name in those final years, and we can hear in his talks and his chanting always Dayal Nitai, invoking Nityananda Prabhu's merciful harmony giving and proper adjustment. So it's a very joyful day, and the mercy is flowing here and everywhere, and we are so fortunate to have to know about some of these glories of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, and to be under such shelter as our gurus, and knowing they would be pleased. We're celebrating all day, and together serving making a collective attempt to invoke Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and satisfy him with flowers and decorations and offerings and chanting and glorification. And this evening we will hear from Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, 7:30 p.m. Indochina time, and he'll speak thoroughly, comprehensively on this subject, and we can all look forward to that. And noon is the time we like to be here glorifying and celebrating, because this around this time Nityananda Prabhu appeared, and some attempt I've made, we try to do our part here at the noontime with the assembled devotees who are all looking so beautiful and effulgent today, and guests from Russia and America and Italy. And I did think maybe we can ask Jayananda Prabhu to say a couple words, because he's so senior and very knowledgeable and humble. He's here with us in Thailand, and we're so happy about that.
And
Jayananda Prabhu is very compassionate and is always trying to, he goes out of his way to stop animal cruelty and to teach vegetarianism, veganism, and to love all the Lord's creatures, and going school to school. They just let him in. He goes to a school and wants to teach the kids about caring for the animals. They just let him in and interrupt the whole class, and with his posters. He's going all over the place, not just in Thailand, but in Nepal, in India, America. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm not exactly saying vegan and vegetarian so much, or veg. I'm saying mostly plant-based in the schools.
Okay.
Just to make it clear, so people, in Thailand it's a little hard because they don't really, they're not familiar with that word, plant-based. They go, oh, what is that? Say, this is Prabhuta Jao Kin Je. Prabhuta, like God, to them is like Prabhu for us. And Prabhuta is like Buddha, mostly, for most people here. And some people are Christians or whatever, Hindus, or they love Ganesh, but they call generally Prabhuta. That's right? Means God for many people here. So
okay.
I'm having a great time doing that and getting a lot of association with wonderful devotees all over Thailand here, or mostly Chiang Mai.
And tell us something
and about Nityananda. Yeah, and so Nityananda, I love him so much because he just really exemplifies just complete kindness at all moments, and not judging people, not criticizing, just constantly singing the holy names and asking, rolling on the ground in front of the feet of people, please just take this name. It's such a wonderful, blissful name. It will give us the ultimate ecstasy, happiness that our soul is craving for. And Mahaprabhu, and just saying even Mahaprabhu's name, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai, Gaur Nitai. He's not saying his own name, of course, but we are, because we're feeling that he is giving us the proper way to access Radha Krishna's Leela.
Yeah,
so I just really I really love Nityananda more than I shouldn't say more than any other deity, but Jai Giriraj. I'm honored to just be around the nice devotees here, and and the nice celebration, beautiful flowers and decorations and hearts, and Goswami Maharaj and Bhaktivedanta Devi, Nityananda. There's two Nityanandas here today. So I don't know what else to say. Just thank you for letting me be here.
You can pray to Nityananda Prabhu that he'll bless us all.
Yes. Okay, Nityananda, please bless these devotees. Let them smile more. They're so serious devotees. And they're look at them, they're smiling again, see? They're super alipka, and we learn how to say that. That's in Russian. And also, nashtayashki alipka means like very sincere smile. So we want them to, from their heart, to be really happy. And Nityananda wants that too, I think. As well as in Italian, we learned to say it's super sorridente. We're learning, yes. Right? And no other languages here today, so we'll just leave it with those two. But, the Thai people don't like to say, they don't like to say super so much. They like to say sway means beautiful smile. They like to use the word, and the French also like to say that. So I think Nityananda would like us to smile and be happy that, you know, and don't stress out so much. We can just chant the holy name and smile.
Ja.
And if we smile outward, we'll smile inward eventually. And bless the Nityananda that's in our own temple, our own heart. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Enakshi Didi, you want to say a couple of words? We have Enakshi Didi from Hawaii here.
I don't know if this is even working, but hello. It works.
And then okay. Shanti Moy.
Well, I have not much to say, you know, but it's wonderful occasion that we can gather on that day together and glorify Lord Nityananda Deva. And I'm just very honored to be in such a wonderful assembly of devotees and wait all 10 months of the year to come here and stay for 2 months and be around you all. And it's just very special occasion. And very, very pleased and happy, and looking for another and more such occasions. That's all.
Okay, Shanti Moy, did you say something?
Dandavat, everyone. And of course, like, absolutely, you know, I feel so blessed to be here right this moment. And you, it's true, you all look beautiful. And I've been watching you all those days, and it's like, really, you just, you know, it's like so much seva going on all the time, all the time. And yeah, it's super inspiring to be here with you, celebrating this, you know, the most merciful Lord Nityananda. And, well, what comes to my mind, but of course I'm not able, you know, to properly glorify it, that they always told me that Srila Sridhara Maharaj, our Param Guru, he was the incarnation of Mahaprabhu, and Gurudev was, you know, more Nityananda, so merciful with us, like taking us to him. So same, you know, like Nityananda is like, okay, begging everyone, please, you come and you chant Nityananda name. And yeah. So thank you for having me here. That's all I can say. Dandavat.